Hello, amazing parents and caretakers, and welcome to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. I'm your family empowerment coach, Celia Kibler. I'm a mom of a blended family of five kids. I'm a grandma of nine kids, an author, a teacher, a speaker, and a consultant with over 40 years of training and real-life parenting experience. I'm here to offer you practical, doable tips, strategies, and techniques that will pump up your parenting skills and create peace, love, and laughter throughout your family. In addition, I'll be interviewing some great humans that are on a mission to make your life a better, happier, and healthier life. So let's not waste any time and get started with the next episode of the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. Thanks for listening. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. I'm excited to have our guest here today because we're going to talk vaccines. And I know in this crazy world of COVID, vaccine is a big talk, but we're actually going to focus on hepatitis B and why it's important to consider the vaccine and to know more about hepatitis B, because, you know, there's many letters in the hepatitis world. So we're going to talk to an expert on this. I bring to the podcast Suzanne Solomon, and she is the founder of Pharmacist Moms. So she is the person that knows everything there is to know about this. And I hope you're ready to take notes and listen, because you're going to get a lot of advice that you may not even known was available out there for you. So Suzanne, thank you. And welcome to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
My absolute pleasure. So Suzanne, if you would, please tell us a little bit about your background and what made you create Pharmacist Moms, and also a little bit about how people can reach out to you.
Sure. So I am a pharmacist by training, and I worked after pharmacy school. I did a residency and fellowship, and I worked in various functions of pharmacy. And I also got married and had children along the way, and I began to struggle with work-life balance and working, having my children, not wanting to fully give up my career because I loved my career as well, but then also not wanting to miss all these activities for my children, especially as they got a little older. It was actually easier when they were younger. And I just sent them to, you know, daycare, or I had a nanny or an au pair or help that way. And then as they got older and I started missing every Saturday for their baseball games or soccer games because I was working, or and then I had to miss nights or holidays. And as a pharmacist, I missed a lot of time. So I struggled with that. And one night I decided to go to the internet and I said, I could not, you know, I'm probably not the only woman struggling right now. And let me look into if there's other pharmacist moms who are, you know, interested in sharing their stories or how they survived it, and if they have tips for me or what can be done. And so I invited about 50 close friends or colleagues and, you know, people I knew. And within a month, the group was at 1,000, and now the group is, it's larger than the American Pharmacists Association. We have 45,000 members. So it really grew and spun out to a lot of women who were struggling with similar issues related to parenting and career and you name it. And so that's why I founded it. And that's where it kind of, that's how it was born. To find me, you can find me on Instagram. It's probably easy at Dr. Suzanne Solomon, or you can find me on LinkedIn as well, or at my website, www.drsuzannesolomon.com.
That's incredible. Just the growth. And all of the people in that group are also pharmacists?
Yes, they're all pharmacists and they're all mothers. So yeah.
Wow.
Great. Yeah.
Specific. Good job. Good job, Thank Suzanne. You. Clap, clap, Thank clap. You. Very great. That's awesome. So what are, is, and we're going to get into the hepatitis B information, but how did you wind up finding balance? And what do you feel like, along with your group members, is the biggest struggle being a pharmacist specifically, and also showing attention to your family?
I actually think there really is no perfect balance. And I don't even know if that exists. I think that some days I just give more to my career and I, you know, choose my career. And some days I choose my family. So I think when I'm at work, I give my all and I work and I try to get everything done. And then other times I really try to focus on just my family. And I think for me, the key was setting up and keeping boundaries. I think it's really important to be able to disconnect from work when you're with your family and you're at home, and vice versa when you're at work, to kind of disconnect. So for me, it was really important. So whether I had to, you know, not check email or not check my phone, I think that was critical. That was something that I struggled with. And I know a lot of other parents in my group struggle with that as well. So I think there isn't a perfect balance. I mean, there's definitely times where I have both coming at me and I'm trying to figure it out, but it's hard to, you can't give attention to both at the same time. I mean, I can't be at having a conversation with my kid and texting on my phone the entire time, or, you know, answering emails. So I think also it's important to have these boundaries, and that's really what helped me really to create that. And I think the other thing is just realistic expectations. So knowing that you can't do everything perfectly. And as a new mom, I struggled with that. And now that my kids are older, I'm feeling a bit better about not doing everything perfectly.
Yes, that's such great advice, because first of all, you know, part of your conversation is the underlying belief that you always do your best. And if you can teach that to your children, that no matter what you do, you always do your best, you give it your all. And that is such important life information. And it's true, there is no perfect balance. We all have different jobs. We all have different responsibilities and obligations. And their imbalance, as best as your life, creates that balance. But some of the things you said, and I just taught a masterclass on this that mentioned a lot of that, of, you know, setting your limits and boundaries, being able to say no to something that's just going to honestly make the situation worse and overwhelm everybody, you know, really taking a look at what you can do as opposed to what you'd like to do, but right now it's not fitting into life. Right. And it's wonderful advice. And of course, always do your best and help your kids to realize that. That's how you teach good work ethic. You don't focus on the outcome, you focus on the effort they put in, and you role model it with the effort you put into things. Hey parents, it's Celia. Just want to take a break from this podcast for a moment. You know, I get it. Life gets hard, things get chaotic, kids can get out of hand, and you start yelling. And I know you feel bad about it. What if I told you that in 21 days, yes, 21 days, you could stop yelling? How? Because I have a new program out, 21 days to stop yelling at your kids, and you will get an email every day for 21 days with instructions of a system that you can put into place so you become a proactive parent and stop being a reactive parent. Are you ready for that? Can you imagine life in just 21 days? What if you don't do it? What will life be in 21 days? A lot of the same or even worse. So go to quityelling.com, quityelling.com, and get it at an introductory price, super low, super affordable, so that you can finally stop yelling at your kids and realize how cooperative your kids can be and how much listening and smiles can go on day after day. Go to quityelling.com. And now back to our podcast. So let's get into a little of what hepatitis B is, why it's different from A and C, and what about the vaccine that's available for it.
Sure. So there are three types, as you mentioned, hepatitis A, B, and C. Hepatitis A is the least serious of the three types of hepatitis, and most people can recover completely within a few weeks. However, hepatitis B and hepatitis C can lead to serious complications such as cirrhosis or liver disease, liver failure, liver cancer as well. So it can get quite serious. But hepatitis A and B can be prevented with vaccines. So I think, you know, that's really important to note. Hepatitis B is actually so infectious that it's 100 times more infectious than HIV, just to put it into perspective. And A lot of people are unaware that they have the infection. And currently there's 2.5 million people in the United States with chronic hepatitis B. And if it's left unmanaged, like I mentioned, they can die from liver cancer or from liver failure. The only way to treat it is really from prevention. So there's no cure for hepatitis B. The only treatment is a hepatitis B vaccine, which is administered as a series over a set period of time. Heplisav B is the first and only vaccine that's actually delivered in 2 doses over 1 month, which is really convenient. And it's critical for those who are born prior to the year 1991, because after 1991, hepatitis B vaccine was included in treatment. So if you're born prior to 1991, including myself, you might have missed the hepatitis B vaccine since that was not put into effect until 1991. So it's really important to kind of go back and make sure you get it. And like I said, it's 2 doses over a month with Heplisav B. You can actually find a pharmacy or a pharmacist near you where you can get it by going to the website www.hepbketchup.com. And it's actually a vaccine that causes very little side effects, because I that might be another question you might ask me, but you know, it's just minor injection site reaction or potentially a headache or fatigue are really the main complaints with this vaccine.
That's great information. I'm astounded at the infectious rate. That's,
yes,
you know, and you don't need people have it. You don't, you know, the C is also a lifelong condition, right?
Yes, exactly.
And the C vaccine, I believe, is also 2-part, isn't it? I think that's
actually
the one
there's
I've
no
had.
There's no good vaccine for the hepatitis C vac. There's actually just some medications. Yeah, that one has the medications that are out there to help cure the infection, but B doesn't have the medications. It only has the vaccine. But you're right, B and C are extremely deadly, and they're the ones that you don't want to get. And you know, those are things that we have to look into as adults. So I think, you know, we're really good as parents getting our kids their vaccines and making sure they're on schedule. But now I think it's important to also get parents. I know myself, I've struggled with this. You know, I check this list or I have my kids' stash of medical records and I know everything, but with myself, sometimes I'm, you know, oh wait, when was my last tetanus shot? Or when was my last, right, you know, when did I get this? Am I up to date with everything? And I think I struggle as a parent, as a mother, to always put myself and remember to do that.
Yeah, you lose track. You definitely lose track. You're exactly. So busy keeping track of your kids.
Exactly.
Is the vaccine, like, how do you have to actually go ask the doctor, I want the Hep B?
So you can
vaccine.
Ask, yeah.
Like, how does that go?
So you can ask the doctor. A lot of times it will just, it might come up now in your medical record as well. But the easiest way, I think, to do it is for advocate for yourself. So go to this website, www.hepbketchup.com. And by advocating for yourself, you can find the pharmacy nearest you to go get the vaccine. And that's typically, I would say, probably the easiest way and the quickest way to do it.
And is that Hep B like catch up with what you're doing? C-A-T-C-H-U-P?
Yes, I should have spelled it.
Okay, all right. We just did.
Yeah, Hep B, C-A-T-C-H-U-P.com. Yep.
Okay, and I'll have that in the show notes for people.
Thank you.
Has this vaccine been out for a long time?
So we've had vaccines for hepatitis B since 1991. The specific one, the Heplisav B, has been around for a while, but not since 1991.
And what makes
this one's a little bit different, because the other one was a 3 series, so you would need 3 shots. This one you only need 2.
Oh, so you only need 2. Okay.
Yeah, the other one you actually needed 3 within 6 months. So you would get the first one, and then a month later you'd get the second one. Then you would have to wait an additional 4 to 6 months for the third one. So a lot of times people fell off and they never got that third vaccine. And so they were noticing a lack of adherence, or then patients could have contracted the illness because they didn't get they didn't become fully vaccinated. So this is really easy, because it's just 1, 4 weeks later, you know, within the month, you're basically vaccinated for fully. for your life and you don't need it again.
Right. So to the people that are like, ugh, another vaccine. Why do I have to have another vaccine?
Yeah.
I'm so sick of vaccines. I don't want any more vaccines.
Yes.
What would you say?
I would say that, again, this is not something newer, right? So first I would say that adults, you know, there are certain vaccines that we know are recommended for adults. There's currently six. So tetanus being one, the shingles, pneumonia, flu, the one that everyone, I don't even like to say the name, but the COVID vaccine, and then, but hepatitis B is an adult vaccine that is recommended. So this has been along over, you know, for many years before we had to worry about overcoming vaccine hesitancy. I do think vaccine hesitancy is real and there is a legitimate reason for it, given what has happened and transpired over the past few years. But I do know that a lot of the vaccines that I'm mentioning, the other vaccines have been around for many years and we know that they work. They help with, you know, they help with longevity. They help to ensure we're not contracting diseases that are deadly. And I think that's what's really important to note. I think that knowing that these vaccines work and they cure disease and we've used them for a while can definitely help, you know, but I think it's important to hear concerns. So if you had a reaction or something happened to you, it's, you know, I would, as a pharmacist, would definitely listen to my patients and, you know, help to educate them. But I think when it comes to this one, I'm definitely feeling that, you know, the safety and side effects profile looks great and the, you know, the benefits outweigh the risks.
Right. And I think that's the bottom line with vaccines is, does the vaccine itself is meant to eliminate a disease or, you know, a epidemic of whatever it's trying to prevent, which vaccines have done for years and years and years. And a lot of people think, well, I don't need the vaccine. And then all of a sudden, here we see another, you know, another case of what we thought was gone forever. Yeah. And that's the thing to remember is that, yes, do vaccines have risks? Yes, many things have risks. But do they outweigh the risk of actually getting a disease that is lethal, that you will die from? You don't have to question about dying from.
Exactly.
You get this disease, you're going to die from. Exactly. I mean, that, and granted, we're all going to die. No one's getting out of here alive. But, you know, why add to the speed of you leaving this planet?
Exactly. I mean, there's no reason to, when we know that you can just get this vaccine and one and done and you're good. And I think for me, that's exactly it. I think you hit the nail on the head with that, because you know it works and there is no cure for it. So if you contract it, there is no cure. There aren't medications for hepatitis B. You're really just left with this deadly illness. So
yeah. And we don't want to be that.
No.
Is it something that parents need? So you said that after 91, all children receive this vaccine.
Yeah. So right now children are getting it. So actually this vaccine is really meant for kind of catching up. So for adults who are 19 to 59 years old, that's who it was made for. So for those adults who didn't get it, and it's because, you know, if you were born prior to 1991, you're probably living unprotected to hepatitis B, where our children have already received this, you know, right from, some of them even received it their first dose in the hospital. So
What about the seniors classification, which I'm now happily a part of, because I'm 65. So you said you stopped at 59. So what happens to the old people?
They would do the other.
We're going to die anyway. No, I'm just kidding.
They might need the three. You might need the three series, or you might need something else. I would talk to your doctor, because you might also be getting the Pneumovax. You have a lot of the other vaccines on the senior schedule. So it's so I would look it differently. Yeah, this one is up to 59 is kind of the age of cutoff for right now. Who knows? It might change in a few years as well.
And it's interesting. I mean, that's also something that parents and anyone can really take note of, is there are actual age classifications for vaccines. And a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah.
you know, that there's different vaccines for different age groups, different genders, different, all of that. There's different medicine targeted towards ages, genders. What else is that? Ailments, things.
Everything. Now there's they're looking even into targeted drug therapy. So that it actually works based on your genetic makeup or your composition, because we know that one medication might work differently, whether you're a woman or not, or based on your race, it could work differently. I mean, even for blood pressure, we know that certain medications work better if you're African-American or if you're Caucasian. One set of medications will lower your blood pressure better than another set of medications. So I definitely think there's a lot that plays a role. And that's why there is a push right now, at least in the industry, for conducting a lot more clinical trials on diversity and inclusion, because most of the clinical trial data we have had was traditionally always done in white males. And so a lot of the data that we have for treating, even with medications, was different. And so now there's this big push where there has been this big push for the past few years to really include others, and which has been great because we're seeing more data and what works better in different patient populations.
That's so good to know. And again, if you're just joining us, I'm talking to Suzanne Solomon, and she is a founder of Pharmacist Moms, a pharmacist. And we're talking about the Hep B vaccine, which you can obtain information on how to get it at hepbcatchup.com. That's Hep, H-E-P, like Paul, B like boy, catchup, C-A-T-C-H-U-P, like Paul, .com. And that will also be in the show notes. So, Suzanne, I'm so grateful for this conversation. In this short time, I learned so much, even more than like a little interview when I first met you. In bringing this to a close, because I know, you know, everybody listening has a life and things to do, not that they wouldn't love to listen to us for hours and hours. What is one more piece of advice in anything that you work with or that you see that could help a parent, child, family that you can offer our listeners?
Wow. There's so much. I think listen. I think being a good listener to your children or to your spouse. I know that me as a mom, I've always struggled with, I'm always on the go, right? We're busy. It's like, okay, this kid's going here, this kid's going here. I'm running around. Then I'm like, oh, my husband's calling me. Oh my God. He's so annoying in my brain, you know, like, oh, I got to pick it up. And now I got to, you know, and he's taking this kid here, and then work and this, and, you know, scheduling and cooking and dinners and meal prep. And so I think just slowing down is probably the biggest piece of advice, just slowing down sometimes, taking a deep breath, not feeling so overwhelmed, like I have to get there. So now if my kids are 5 minutes late to practice, I personally don't care. I'm like, all right, you are never going to be a professional athlete. I already know that. Like, even if I put you in a million different clubs, it's not going to happen. And so I'm okay with that. And I'm a better listener to my husband, you know, and his needs. And, you know, I think being a better listener as a mother and my children's needs, and if they, you know, need me, and just trying to understand that, I think, you know, for me, that's really important. I think, just listening and not just kind of going and just kind of slowing down, taking things in, listening and moving a little bit slower, is very important to me.
That is great advice. And I always say the best communicators are the best listeners, not the best talkers.
Yeah.
They're the ones that listen and actually hear, and listen not just with your ears, listen with your eyes and your heart. You know, actually find the emotion behind whoever you're speaking to. Whatever they're saying, there's also emotion back there. So really be a good listener. Great advice. And slowing down your life, guys, don't overschedule. Overscheduling just causes stress and chaos. And stress and chaos is, guess what? Illness. So be healthy and take time for yourself. Don't forget about you. You know, we said earlier on how we lose track of like what vaccines we've had or when was the last time we went to the doctor. Don't forget about you. You're important too. And you need to feel good about yourself in order to help your family be the best they can be.
Definitely.
So, thank you, Suzanne, so much for being here. It was an enlightening conversation. I really enjoyed it. And I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And for all of you listening, thank you for listening. Please share this out because a lot of people don't know what they need to know. So share this out to your friends and let them learn about what can keep them healthy and their family healthy. And as always, I wish you all days filled with peace, love, tons of laughter. Don't forget to laugh. It's the best medicine. It really is. So laugh more. Stuff is funny. Take the time to find the funny. And I'll see you here next time on the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. If you're really ready to start creating cooperation in your home, more listening, more joy, less stress, less yelling, less negotiating, and a whole lot less aggravation, then reach out to me and let's put a parenting system in place that works for you and your kids. Private and group coaching is available, and in 6 months or less, you will start seeing a much happier home that your children will blossom from instead of have to recover from. Don't forget, get the manual that I wrote for your parenting journey, Raising Happy Toddlers, How to Build Great Parenting Skills, and Stop Yelling at Your Kids, along with my three children's books, All About Me, I Am Grateful, and Being Different is Fun. Find it all at pumpedupparenting.com.